And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I got a couple things going on. Jeff, what do you have?
Right here in Ontario, California, right now, on this gentleman's dream, sir.
I'm calling.
Just go ahead and talk on the phone.
Mr. Lane, how are you?
Yes, sir, I'm real good.
And Jeff tells me that you had a problem at a sports bar out there?
I didn't have any problem. I just told him that I'm out here on vacation, and we wanted to see the Monday night football game. And I went to a sports bar, and my brother-in-law took me to watch the game, which is a primary reason why I went into this guy's restaurant in the first place. And I wanted to watch Monday night football.
And they're not letting him do it, Phil.
They're not letting you watch Monday night football because tonight we got the Angels and Yankees.
Well, I know that, but first of all, this country is mostly a football country. I know that baseball is on tonight, but the reason why I told this guy that I talked to...
Tell who you talked to.
Who did you talk to?
I spoke with a bartender, a man by the name of Ellis, and he said to me that they're going to watch the Angel game on the television. I said, well, I'm a tourist. It comes here from back east. I come from Illinois to be with my family and visit some friends out here.
You're out here visiting a sister, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and you went over to this place. What's the name of the place?
It's called Pin Bars. And it's a sports bar in Ontario.
Right near the airport, Phil.
Near the Ontario airport.
That's correct, yes. And I'm a tourist in California. I'm spending my money in this state. I represent a lot of other people that come out here and spend their money in this state. And while we have to go in a sports bar and beg the bartender to put on a game that we want to watch, especially when it's Monday Night Football.
Well, when you say you're speaking for more people than yourself...
Well, I'm speaking for people who come out here to California to go on a vacation. When you walk into a sports bar, most of the people are going to want to watch Monday Night Football and not baseball. If you've read the statistics, most people are not interested in baseball. Most people are interested in football. And the reason for that is because baseball really contributes or doesn't really contribute what it used to our way of life, you know.
And all right, well, let me just tell you that the baseball game is on there because the Angels are on, and the Angels represent...
Well, that was something else I told him. He said he wanted an Angel game on. I said, it's the Anaheim Angels. And he said, yes, sir. And I said, I'm sitting in Ontario, California, and you want to put on the Anaheim Angels?
He thinks the Anaheim Angels shouldn't be on.
No, I understand. Anaheim Angels are a regional team.
Well, that may be, but I think it's like sitting in a sports bar in Illinois and someone saying, well, let me watch the St. Louis Cardinal game. I said, I'm nowhere near St. Louis, you know, and they're still going to want to watch it. And
all right, well, let me ask you something, because you said something that was really interesting to me. You say baseball contributes, baseball doesn't contribute what football does.
I believe that, yes, sir.
Well, what does football contribute?
Well, I mean, it contributes a lot more than baseball does. It contributes a hell of a lot more, you know, if you ask me. I mean, it shows how the races have been able to live together and how to overcome adversity, and I think baseball doesn't do that anymore the way that it did, you know.
Well, be that as it may, it still really is just an opinion that you're expressing. The city is where the Angels play, which is Anaheim, but Anaheim is Orange County, and Orange County is like 5 million people, so there's...
But I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm in Los Angeles County right now.
Yeah, you're in L.A. County.
Huh?
You're in L.A. County.
You're in L.A. County in Ontario, yeah.
All right. So that's got nothing to do, as far as I'm concerned, with the Anaheim Angel. And furthermore, when you talk about the millions of dollars that are spent in the state of California each year of tourists who come out here, and we want to go into a sports bar and watch the Monday Night Football game, and are told by the proprietor that that is not going to be possible because they got a want to watch an Angel baseball game, I think it's unrealistic given the fact that most people are football fans, and I dare say most people in the Los Angeles area are football fans, and also because the Anaheim team does not represent Los Angeles, it represents Anaheim.
But the Angels have got fans all over the L.A. area.
Well, I'm sure they got fans all over the world. I mean, the New York Yankees got fans all over the world. It doesn't mean that you're going to see Yankee game wherever you go. And that's just a fact. And the other thing that I think is important for people to understand is if I can't come here as a tourist to spend the money that I spend and then to be treated with the kind of disrespect I got treated with, you got basically asked to leave the bar, Phil.
Were you thrown out?
I was told to leave.
Did you cause a problem?
If you call it a problem, ask the man to turn the television set over to Monday Night Football, then yeah, I caused a problem. You know, but I'm just exercising my constitutional right to go into a place as a person that supports with my tourist dollars the trade here in California, and then I'm not allowed to go and watch a football game, which is what most people want to watch in this country anyway. Okay? See, that's the thing the guy didn't understand.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We got into this thing. I got a call from Jeff about 2 minutes before we went on the air. He was out at this sports bar in Ontario where at least one guy, is there anybody, I'm going to have to ask him the question, if there's anybody else, wanted to watch Monday Night Football. They got it on the Angel-Yankee playoff game, which is it's a big game. The Angels right now, in fact, out in front 5-2 in that game. But the point being, the Angels and the Yankees are playing, and this guy wants to see Monday Night Football instead. Using as your criteria the fact that you're a tourist and the fact that you spend a lot of money here, you feel that you're not being treated with any respect.
Well, yes, sir. And
all right, but and I'm going to just jump in and say this to you. While you're right, this is a big magnet for tourists out here. The Angels do represent in large measure this area we call Los Angeles.
I'd understand if the Dodgers were playing, being I'm right now currently in L.A. County, and I would completely understand that, and I would allow, you know, I'd say have at it. You know, I'd go back or, you know, whatever you want to do, but this is not the case as I understand it. As I've been told, City of Anaheim is in Orange County, which is a good 30 miles to the southeast of the city of Los Angeles, and as such, don't even come close, and I'm not even near Anaheim or Los Angeles City for that matter. I'm in Ontario, California, and that's out in the I'm not sure where it is.
Well, you're out in the eastern end of the county.
I'm out in the eastern end of the L.A. County on my way to Riverside County. So that's, and again,
What's the problem with just leaving and going home? And
If I wanted to watch the game at home, I'd do that. But I'm staying right now with my sister-in-law, who I don't really enjoy being around, and I don't really enjoy being around her children, and that's just, you know, I'm here for my wife, you know, and
okay.
So, you know, if I go back there, then I'm forcing myself into a situation that I don't enjoy, that I find very uncomfortable, that I find their behavior to be rather despicable and slovenly the way they behave, and I'd rather be in a bar watching that Monday night game. I'd live it.
All right, hold the line for a minute, will you, Jeff, with this gentleman? 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. As we talked to a man at a sports bar out in Ontario who wanted to watch Monday Night Football, was told to leave because they got the Angel-Yankee game on. His basic problem is that the Angels they play in Anaheim, so what's that got to do with the western end of L.A. County? The other thing that he said was, as a tourist and as one of many people who contribute a lot of money in terms of tourist revenue to this area, why is he not allowed to watch what he wants to watch? And then the final point he made, I guess, Bud, was that he said baseball is not as popular as football.
Yeah, he said football way more popular.
All right, so our number is 1-800-449-8686. We'll take some calls from you. We'll get back to Jeff Dowders out there with this gentleman, Mr. Lane. Paul Lane is his name at Pin Bars out in Ontario. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Later on tonight, we will be talking to David G. Hall about the earthquake in Pakistan. We also have a special featuring Margaret R.C. Collins and Harvey Wireman, a very special after-school kind of a thing here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You mess with a NASCAR fan, and you might as well be messing with a Bakersfield chimp.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let me talk to Mr. Lane, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls from people who are calling from all over the country, not just from the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, that's good, because I said to the young man who was talking to me that if I'm only going to be talking to people in the Los Angeles area, or in Anaheim area or what have you, that I think the opinions are going to be skewed against me, and I don't think they understand what the tourist dollar represents out here to America. Everybody's out here.
All right, 1-800, hold on, 1-800-449-8686. Jennifer, go ahead. Now, let me just reset. You believe that you should be able to go into this sports bar and watch the...
Yeah, well, I told a guy that I didn't care if he wanted to put the baseball game on after the Monday Night Football. He could do that, but that wasn't going to be acceptable.
All right, Jennifer, go ahead.
All right, first of all, I just want to point out that he has no constitutional right to be in a bar.
What's this lady's name? What's the lady's name? I'm sorry.
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Okay, yes,
yes,
ma'am.
You certainly have no constitutional right to be in a bar. And you have every right to go down the street and find a bar that will put football on. But
I'm 21. I'm older 21, so I'm entitled to go into any establishment that serves alcoholic beverage in the United States of America.
Yes, but you don't have a constitutional right to it. It's
well,
a private establishment.
How come? All right, then let me ask you this. How come you have to serve minorities, but you don't have to serve me, I guess, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. A minority doesn't have a constitutional right to be in a private bar either. But
well, you should talk to Martin Luther King about that, because he did it.
Oh, let's not get into the Civil Rights Act.
No, I don't want to.
Well, that's what he thought about.
All right, hold on. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I also want to point out that the baseball, we're talking about Game 5 of a playoff series as opposed to an early season football game. I love football, and I love baseball. And I'm a Yankees. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't particularly like watching the Yankees, but I would watch Game 5 of the playoffs, even with the Yankees in it, before I would watch Monday Night Football. And I don't like baseball any less than I like football.
Go ahead and respond to that if you want, Paul.
Well, the way I'd respond to that is to say most people in America are football fans. You look at the statistics, they'll tell you that very clearly. Another thing to say is, I'm out in California, okay? There's a lot of money they rely on for tourist dollars, of which I bring a great deal with me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so the people who come here from out of state, who might be you or might be anybody, should be treated, I think, in a way that bespeaks the monetary contribution to make the state. Now, I understand about baseball, but this is not Anaheim. I'm in a place called Ontario, California, if you know where that is.
Yeah, but it's not San Diego either, where the Chargers are playing.
Well, I'm not...
But
that's a nationally televised game. And
well, this game's nationally televised.
It's a baseball game.
The other thing, man, most football fans, and I'll say this, you know, I'll try to be polite, but most football fans will wipe their rear ends with baseball. I mean, everybody knows that. Football wipes its rear end with baseball. And you know what I'm saying? So,
well, look, man,
you
can make a statement like that, but it doesn't really prove anything.
It proves that most people want to see. And I told the gentleman that he could put on the baseball game as soon as the halftime come up.
Nice of you to tell the gentleman what he could do in his establishment.
Well, why am I not allowed?
He's not going to piss off the locals just for a tourist. You have to understand that. That's his bread and butter.
You're a Red Sox fan. I find it very interesting that you're standing here getting the back of the Yankees. If there was any Red Sox fans listening right now, I think they'd find that almost unbelievable you'd do that.
That's number one.
I'm a baseball fan, first and foremost.
And number two...
I'm a football fan.
What's, and number two, you know the Boston Red Sox wiped their rear ends with the New York Yankees. And
well, they're not
I
wiping
wouldn't
their
say
rear,
that either.
They're not wiping their rear ends. The Yankees are in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were there, too. We just lost the first round.
I understand. But right now... And I've had a lot to drink, and I will say that as well.
Oh, goodness. You admitted it. I knew you couldn't have been thinking clearly.
Well, wait a minute. What's not to be thinking clearly when you say, in a bar, most people in America like football, most people don't care about baseball, and I'm not anywhere near Anaheim, California. Why, I can't walk into a bar in Ontario, California, where more people out here that come from the South than they do from California. And I can't sit down and wet my whistle and watch Monday Night Football.
You can wet your whistle someplace else. That's the point. Just find another bar that'll have the football game on.
Well,
it's
I'm arguing with a woman about it, too, is the other thing.
Well, what do you mean? You're arguing with one of my callers.
But it's a woman. I don't know if she knows anything about it.
All right. Jennifer,
okay.
Thank you. Thanks very
thank
much.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Tim, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if I owned a bar... And I had a guy come in, and I had a bar full of people.
Another guy told me all that about that, too.
I didn't hear that. Say that again, Tim.
Well, if I owned a bar and I had some patron come in and tell me I had to change my TV over to the football game, and I had a bar full of people watching baseball, he could just go to a different bar.
Yeah, but you don't know how many of those people come in to see the football game, and they have to sit there and watch baseball, even though they're football fans, even though they come from out of state, even though they bring capital in from different economies to help maximize the California potential and sit down, I ordered a Boilermaker. So I'd already spent $15 because the beers in this place are about $7.50. And I'm now trying to watch a game, and everybody says I can't. And she said, I can't go into a bar. I'll tell you right now, there's every black man in America going to a bar. Why can't I?
What's that got to do with anything, man?
Well, she was talking about constitutional rights and everything.
Well, it's because you brought it up.
Yeah, all right. That's all I'm saying. And now what he's done is he's basically pissed me off, see? And
I'd like you to watch your language, too.
Well, here. The simple solution, just find a different bar.
That ain't a simple solution.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I got to get my car and drive around. I can get in the bar and look and see what I want to see. And they won't let me.
Just all right, thanks, Phil. I love your show.
Short.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. He's not comparing apples to apples. This is fifth game of a thrilling series. You're right. More people are football fans. But when you got the fifth game of the playoff, that's
you like football, don't you? Don't you like football?
Next thing is, you're a jerk. You're drunk, and you ought to be home with your wife and your family.
No, I'm just simply. Are you not a football fan, sir?
I'm a big football fan, but I love baseball too.
But you know what I'm suffering through tonight. That
I know what you're suffering. No, I know what you're gonna suffer through in the morning, a hangover, because you're drunk and you're on a vacation with your wife. And you ought to be at home with her and her family. That's what a real man does.
Sir, I paid for my wife and my children to come out of here. But they're back at my sister-in-law's house right now, and they're talking all this mess, and I don't want to listen to them.
And what are you talking?
All they do is make
fun
of me.
You're talking the same thing. You want somebody to bow down to your wants.
That's,
and it's not like that.
You know,
if you don't like it, you walk out the door and go somewhere else.
Yeah, but see, I can't get anybody to recognize one point I'm trying to make, which is this. I come out here. And I'm paying tourist dollars to support the California economy. Now, I'm not anywhere near Anaheim, and yet they still want to watch this stupid baseball game. It's not even in Anaheim.
But you're in the state, though, and they have a team that's from the state. Look, Bulldogs. I love the Georgia Bulldogs, but I don't live in that state. But you know what? I still watch them. So what makes you think they're not going to watch them?
Well, why do they want to watch a team? If it was called the California Angels, they used to be called the California Angels. They ain't called that no more.
That's beside the fact.
Man,
the fact is, it's the fifth game of the playoffs.
If you're a football fan, you won't back me up.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. If a guy wants to watch Monday Night Football and not the baseball game, why can't he? 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Have you been drinking?
I have, yes, sir.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Because you sound as if you don't have complete command of what you're saying.
I have complete command of what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is, and I come from a place called Aunton, Illinois, and I'm coming out here to visit my in-laws. We came here yesterday, and we'll be here 2 weeks. And I went to the sports bar tonight to see Monday Night Football. And they said they had on Angels game.
Get him on the phone. Jeff, get him on the phone.
They said they had a Anaheim Angel. I said, that's not in Ontario, California, last time I checked the map. And that's where I had them. They didn't know what to say to that, see. But they still wouldn't let it put on.
So when you said to them, I want to see Monday Night Football, you guys are watching the Anaheim Angels, and that ain't anywhere near Ontario.
And we come back.
They said they didn't have an answer for that.
They didn't have one answer for that. They couldn't. How are you going to answer a question like that? That you're in Ontario, that's fine if they're called the Ontario Angels. Last time I checked the sports page, it's not what they're called. They're called Anaheim Angels.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is this Marco or Marcos?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, sir. Go ahead. You're on here.
Yeah. He's totally contradicting himself because, you know, there's a lot of people that live in, like, for example, I'm on my way to Laverne.
The what?
I want to watch the baseball game, not only because it makes no point. I know it's not Anaheim. But, you know, I still want to watch the baseball game. People have to, you know, bet. People bet.
Well,
you know,
are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
People that bet different places, you know, and then people, that's the excitement of baseball, you know. It brings people that like to bet money on.
I know, but they don't show the baseball game every place, you know.
Yeah, but if you go to a bar, they got the constitutional right to deny you service, too. It's not like you go walk in the place and you own the place.
That's
haven't
true.
Haven't you noticed every time you walk into a bar, there's a sign we are asking to refuse service to the person depending on your attitude, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I won't deny that. But see, my point is still the same. If I come into the game, or I mean not the game, my man says I come in the sports bar and say I'd like to see Monday Night Football, and he said I got on an Angel Yankee game, and I said, well, it's 2 points. Number one, baseball is not as popular as football.
Look, you already made these points.
I just want to make it. And also, I'm a tourist, which
yeah,
I should
we
be.
We understand that you're a tourist, but you know, if you're gonna be cocky about you're throwing your money over here, you know how many people travel to your city too, and do they get on the phone and start complaining about, oh, I'm exercising my rights and I'm throwing all this money away? You know, that's everywhere. Come on.
Well, here's the thing, and you got me on one thing. I come from in Illinois. Too many people come to California to go touristing out there because the only thing we have to see out there is a bridge, and, you know, there's a bridge. They've got a elevated bridge over the Mississippi River. Okay? Okay? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying, right?
I understand what you're saying. You know,
okay.
But there's fans all over the world, you know? You might not live in that city, but you just like the way that team plays, the sport, and you fall in love with that team. And it doesn't mean that they're going to always accommodate your needs. That's not how the world is. You know, you never accommodate what you want. You know, I want a lot of things, too. But I'm not necessarily
going to
get the things that I want.
Okay, then let me just...
We got to get to another caller.
Well, let me just ask the gentleman one more question. If you had a sports bar, and I come in, and it was in California, I said, I know you're in California, but what about if I watch the Monday Night Football game? Would you say, no, I can't? Would you say...
You know, we're in California, the biggest market in the world. You know, there's thousands of sports bars. You know, You're just being stubborn about it.
Okay.
You know,
that's right.
It always ends up to be, right. You know, you ending up in jail and stuff like that, or being hurt because you want to be stubborn and you have so much pride that you can't let go,
right.
And eventually that's what it ends up being.
Are you driving right now, Mr. Lane?
I'm driving back to the house, yeah.
Boy, I don't think that's a good idea, man. I do not think that's a good idea. You got to pull over.
I'll pull over.
Is Mr. Doubter still with you?
No, sir. He's back at the bar. He said he'd go in and have a beer.
All right. Marco, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I want to... Have you pulled your car over?
I pulled my car over right now.
Why are you so drunk? I mean...
I'm not drunk, but I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm fine. But I'm doing what you told me to do.
Well, the idea of going to watch the Monday night game might have been a good idea. Apparently, you got just enough liquor into you to get argumentative with the owner of the bar.
I didn't get argumentative with the owner of the bar or anything. I didn't do a damn thing. All I said was, I don't know why I'm coming all the way out from Illinois and I can't watch a damn Monday night football game. And he told me to leave. And that's where I met this other gentleman, told me to call you up and ask about it because of the talk show. That's it, man.
Mr. Doubter is not... Okay. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on a... here's Dave. Dave, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. I had a couple of points I wanted to make. In the first place, he's talking tourism dollars, and that might matter in SeaWorld or whatever else they got out in California. But the local dollar is all that matters in a bar. The locals that come in there all the time.
Well, it's a sports bar. It looks like it accommodates maybe 1,000 people, you know, and a dance floor. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe not 1,000, maybe 500. But
have you ever thought the majority rule?
What? Well,
if everybody wants to watch the baseball game and you come in,
not everybody wants to watch the baseball game. Number one, it's the least popular sport in the world.
Did you ask everybody in the bar?
Huh?
Did you ask everybody in the bar? Did you take a poll? Because tourism dollars don't matter in a sports bar. What matters is majority rule.
I don't have to take a poll. I mean, I've seen her in the news. What are you laughing about? You call? Are you telling me to take a poll? It sounded like you were calling me queer.
No, I'm telling you that the majority rules in a bar. And if I go into my local bar and they're watching a football game, and I ain't a real big football fan. I ain't a baseball fan either.
Why? I want to ask this guy a question here. Why are you so drunk, Mr. Lane?
Why am I?
Why are you so drunk?
I'm not drunk. Well, I mean, if you ask me why I drank as much as I did, it's because my wife and my kids are back at my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's house right now, and if I'm there and I decide I want to have a couple of beers, all they do is laugh at me and make fun of me. So that's why I knew that was going to happen. So I went over to this pinbars here, and I even took a dollar ride.
A what?
I took a dollar ride, you know.
Yeah.
And I come and so now they tell me I got to go home. What do you think is so funny about not being able to see this American sport?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, baseball ain't, neither is football. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a race fan. But if I walk into my local bar and they got the football game on,
yeah.
I'm not going to get to watch the race. The other thing that I really don't like about this is that you're from Illinois, and I'm in the Midwest part of this country, too, and you're giving the rest of us kind of a bad
you're
name.
You're a little hammered here, pal, yeah.
I'm okay, but given a bad name, I'm standing up for our rights, Midwesterner.
Well, you're a little bit drunk, buddy, and God help you if the California Highway Patrol...
I'm fine. I'll get a cab.
Well, just wherever your car is, stop it. Use your cell phone or whatever what you're on right now. Thanks very much for your call tonight, Dave.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686.
I'll tell you one other thing. That is... if you can't respect the tourist dollar that comes in the state of California from Illinois and every place else, then I don't know what to say about that. That's the saddest thing I've ever had heard.
All right, dude. Maybe this guy ought to lay down on the seat and just take a nap. Just lay down on your seat, stick your feet out the window. The cop ain't going to bust you. He'll just say, why are you here? And you'll say, I'm sleeping it off, and he'll probably be thankful. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, oh yeah, like the Macho Man.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm back here in my house right now. That's
on, dude. All right, we're going to take a few more calls. You're back at your home.
Yeah, I'm back at my home now. It's, and the only thing that I was going to say is, see, I can't even watch the game here, you know?
I was going to say, if you're at your house, why don't you turn it on?
Well, that's why I left, because I was not allowed to watch it here, and they're watching something else right now, so...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gail. Go ahead, Gail. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody can't walk into. You can walk into any bar, any place, and ask them to turn the TV. But
some, oh, I did, ma'am.
Some places will not turn it because someone else is watching it. So you can't demand somebody to turn it.
No, ma'am. I didn't do. What I did was I said to the bartender, I forget his name, you know, that I've been drinking a little bit there too.
Right.
Then I finally said, hey, look, I know you want to watch this stuff, but the fact of the matter is I'm a tourist here in California, and I've come here to watch Monday Night Football.
Right.
And then I'm going to leave, you know, and but as long as I'm spending my money here, and let me tell you what, I drank a Budweiser beer, $8 beer, and I had a shot of a Crooked Branch, which is another $8 shot. That's $16 for a beer and a whiskey chase, you know?
Right. But that's so dangerous, and you getting back in the vehicle now and driving back to where you're staying now. Ain't there more than one TV in the house?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, aren't they more than one TV where you're staying?
As far as I know, it's the one. I'm sitting here with my sister-in-law and these kids, and I'm watching some stupid television show. I wish to God, I wish in the name of Jesus I could watch what I want to watch.
Right. Well, I understand you want to watch what you want to watch, but there's places that you go to, you can't. You know, some places won't turn.
I heard that already. Now I'm going to be sick.
Look at, man, why don't you hang the phone up and go throw up?
Yeah, man, maybe you can get up in the morning and look and see what, you know, the... floor is, and you can go ahead and lay down and go to sleep.
Okay.
Are you at home?
Yeah, I say I'm telling my sister-in-law that.
Jesus, what is wrong with this guy, man? Why don't you hang the phone up?
At least you're home safe, and maybe you'll hear in the morning what the story is.
Oh, that's great. I just, every bit of it, that's the $18 drink I just puked up.
See, it made you sick, and it's not worth making going to a bar.
Are you an alcoholic?
Are you?
Ma'am?
Sir?
Ma'am, are you an alcoholic?
No, sir, I'm not an alcoholic.
I swear to God I am.
Well, you shouldn't have to be, because there's nothing that would make you be an alcoholic just because you can't watch what you want to watch.
Oh, this guy's, he's vomiting.
You bet your sweet ass I'm vomiting.
You know, you're taking your life into danger, plus other people that's on the road.
I ain't on the road right now. I just throwing up on my sister-in-law's carpeting.
Seen him look at you. Getting, got drunk,
good
got
God.
Sick all everywhere, and now what have you accomplished?
All right, pal, we're hanging up, okay?
Yeah, sure, go ahead and hang up, just like everybody else did tonight. I hang up on my ass. All I want to see is football.
You're hammered, man, and you puked on the air, okay?
Oh, well, excuse me, I puked on the air.
What a drunk.
That guy?
No, you, bud. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003. 1-800-449-8686.
What did they tell you?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And they told me that's wrong.
Well, what happened?
I'm in the wrong house, so.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I caught up with him. I heard you on the air. I went over to the Bozell home, which is where his sister-in-law lives. Apparently, his sister is the sister of Steve Bozell's wife, and he was in the wrong house.
Whose home was he in?
He's in somebody's house down the street. So the police are here. I'm turning the TV off here. The police are here right now, and they're going to be questioning him as to, you know, why he was doing what he was doing, which was basically just standing here being, you know, inebriated and everything. You want to say anything before they take you away?
I'm just very grateful, Mr. Henry. Thank you for letting me be on everything that I...
Oh, yeah, man. He's not well, man.
Well, I wouldn't think so. And he doesn't just have one drink either.